you know, like they showed earlier, you can definitely see everything. You're not, there is no blind spots anymore if we remove the 10-foot. Pulling out from the parking lot side as well, you can see, if you guys are familiar at all, there's a church right across the road. You can see, basically from where I stood on where we would eliminate things, you can almost see the church that's actually on the south side of the road. That's about another quarter mile down, east on the south side. I can't think of what the church's name is, but bottom line, it to me, it totally eliminates the safety issue that we were, kind of addressing. And it, with me not having to, the thing is like I said earlier, guys, we've got a well house here, so I'm kind of in a situation where I can't move my well. So basically, you can see right in the dead center of this, this roof line right here is where this, from here over would be removed. I'd throw a new front door on the north side on our new wall, and then actually this area down in here is where I would go ahead and gravel this area as well. And then my parking and everything would come, you would come in Valley Park, and then I would have parking spots, in this area right here. That's what I'm proposing. I'm trying to use the building the best I can. Obviously, financially, I hate to just, tear it all down and start all over. But I do feel like, this right here does eliminate the one major issue, which was safety, which was there anyway, which I feel like I'm kind of helping everybody no matter what, if I can, if I can do what I'm proposing. So that's really it. There's not much more for me to tell you guys other than, like I said, I was hoping the state would work with me. They'd pay me, and I could take everything but the well house and then rebuild on that south side. I wanted to take this whole thing and then just rebuild it right here. But at this point, I'm really incurring a lot of cost already, if I could leave the well house and leave this small area right here, that'd give me enough room for an office. I don't need a lot of office space other than a desk and a couple of chairs to do business with customers. Any questions I can answer for anybody? I really don't know what else to...
Go ahead,
Howard. I was going to say that was the big concern. Line of sight.
And it was for me as well. Like I said, last thing I want to do is open a business when the first week, there's an accident from someone, test driving a car out front there. But, this is the one way like I said, it's hard to really tell you guys that it's better just from sitting in here in a courtroom. But I can tell you that as far as, on site, when you obviously they showed the sideline, when you pull up here right now, you're cutting the road off, you can't see this one little curve right here. That's the problem kind of pulling out from here. If we come back here, our sight line is, back in this area, back over here, which finally eliminates where, the people living back on Valley Park, when they want to turn left and go back to Branson, they don't have to feel like they're kind of just jumping out there real quick. I really can't say much more other than the safety thing was the biggest issue. I hope, that might change things.
Question I've got.
Yes, sir.
You plan to, 10 vehicles that you plan to store there or sell, they're going to be parked on that front parking lot, correct?
Right.
Will they themselves, is there enough room for that many and not create a sight line itself with the vehicles?
Actually, I take that back. When I say 10 on the front lot, I actually intend on, now that we're making the change, actually, I'd like to put, three or four in the front lot backed up against that privacy fence that you saw that would definitely be out of sight line. And I also intend on, once I put, three or four spots down here and gravel this area in, to put three or four more down here. I mean, guys, 10 for me would be a lot. I'm not trying to put 15, 20 cars on a lot. I'm literally looking at, anywhere from 4 to 6 on average and maybe 10 at the peak, tax time, I'm not trying, like I said, this is just me. This is just a side venture, things I've done for years. I just deal with cars and I could see maybe 3 to 4 out front, nice cars, maybe 3 to 4 on the side, pretty much on average, and that'd be about it.
I'd like to see that shot showing the privacy fence in front again.
Okay.
Had on there. I don't know which one it was, Bob.
Yeah.
I was trying to remember.
Yeah, there it is. Okay. There you go.
I built that fence right there and you can kind of see how the Jeep sits, and I just probably, you know.
I can't see fitting 10 cars in there between there and where the building was.
Well, and that's the thing, I never really intend, you know, I mean, the original intention was maybe at the most where you're visually right here, you're not quite, you're not near the edge of the property. The property's back, you know, you got about another 30 or 40 feet from where this shot's taken right here.
Yeah, I may not be getting, I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
Might not be getting a true visual of that.
Yeah, still there again, guys. You know, like I said, maybe 3 to 4 along the front, 3 to 4 on the side. I mean, I really feel like that would be pushing it for me. But there again, you know, I mean, trying to give a good idea, and I don't feel like I'd ever have any more than that in my inventory. I don't have that much money, so.
Do you have enough room there to back them up against the fence to where the cars themselves are not sitting on the right of way?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, there's
it looked like it did.
Yeah, there's a pretty good. I mean, I don't want to tell you a number I'm not for sure of. I mean, when I spoke with Scott, he said he was going to try and take some measurements, everything, just to give everybody an idea. And as far as what that measurement is from the fence,
looking to the other map, it looked like it, just based on the size of the house.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you kind of look at that Liberty there, or this little Jeep here, you know, if you just imagine it turned around and backed up against the fence, you know, I mean, I'd say you still got at least 20 feet, you know, 15.
What I imagine on this thing, if you put a few cars in there, taking the building out's not going to do any good. I may not be looking at it right, as you say, but if you, say you back 5 cars in there, and you're not even going to be able to see the building, per se. To me, I don't know. Am I looking at that wrong?
I think if you were there, you'd see it. Because this widens out as you're from this point. This widens. It gets wider as the property goes.
Yeah, okay.
It's not thin. It's not one.
I mean, I've been by there hundreds of times.
Yeah.
Not
how far is it from the privacy fence to the walk-in door?
From right here to right here. It's going to be approximately, I mean, this is a 20-foot, this is a 22-foot building right down the center, and here's my well house over here, so I mean another 11, you know, you're talking 11 feet from the fence to right here at this edge. Now, like I said, this is your thin end. This is the thin, because the E-76 curls, but on the west side here it opens up.
How much is the building out on the right-of-way now?
Well, the way this, Bobby had any overhead shots.
Yeah, I was thinking that too.
I can kind of show you what the state says. Like I said, state.
I don't know which.
There you go.
Does that give us?
Kind of. Basically, what the state says is this back, you know, kind of with the curvature of E-76, it kind of comes in about midway in the building and cuts back in about 5 foot on the east side. I mean, it's kind of a, you know, a little angle that runs with 76. But we're definitely in the right-of-way, and like I said, the gentleman down here that represents MoDOT, Mr. Jewsbury, he's recommended that they take the building, but the guys in Springfield won't do it. So we're trying to figure out a way to meet in the middle here. We're kind of financially constrained right now. I mean, we've got the state that's not kind of working one way, and I understand you guys have to work from another, and we're kind of in the middle here just trying to figure out a way to, you know, satisfy at this point.
Well, just for my own edification, them cars are in front of that house. The size, the length of that doesn't look like it's much different than the length between your fence and your blue line. So I think it'll fit all right.
Right.
It looks from that angle, it does look like it would.
Well, I almost kind of feel like
that angle.
I almost kind of feel like, honestly, guys, that this is going to be my bet. You know, I never wanted to use this. I really didn't do the, you know, I didn't want to take any more of the house, the yard of the house than we do. But I mean, this will be a much better area, obviously. But I mean, I'd still like to use the front to display a few cars, you know, just 3 or 4 good ones. And, you know, that's kind of what I see.
And keep the not so good ones around back.
Yeah, where no one can see them.
Nowhere to buy.
But yeah, I mean, like I said, guys, we're just trying to appease here and see what we can do to.
I think the issue I have is people trying to pull in off 76 right there at your cars.
Bob, there's some writing there. We're contradicting one to the other. If I understood it right and read it there when you were reading it a while ago, we're going to be open Tuesday to Friday, 10 to 4. And then there's someplace in there that just read you wasn't even going to be there. You're going to operate by phone.
Well, outside of the 10 to 4. I have to be there from the 10 to 4. That's state regulation. I'm not the, as far as, you know, I mean, my hours are obviously short and my days are short, so I'm just making sure to let people know that I literally live 2 miles down the road, just appointment, you know, if they want me to come up and meet them or things like that. Okay. But yeah, I'm basically opening the minimum amount of state hours that they require for me to be, to have a legitimate automobile, you know, dealer's license.
Okay, anybody else got any questions?
That, Bob, can you go back to that last picture?
That was a pretty good picture right there because, I mean, you know, visually, right now, I mean, if you can see yourself pulling up to that road, you know, obviously your sight lines, you know, you can see it, plain and simple, where the corner that is. I mean, if you pull up to that road now and we've taken off half that building, you know, you're seeing every bit of traffic coming from Branson. And I mean, that's been the main complaint of everyone that lives down Valley Park on that road for years. You know, when you want to pull out, it's just like that white Dodge that was on there. You've got to kind of creep and creep and creep and then basically just kind of go, you know, and hope that nobody's coming like that car down there in front of Airline Graphics.
They'll be a lot better off unless you start selling Winnebagoes.
Right. Right, which that's not the plan, so.
Is that tree on the state or on the?
The tree, this one right up here, which one? This one over here?
The bigger one.
Back here?
No, the bigger one up.
Top here?
Yeah.
Oh, up.
Well, that's a shadow of this one.
Yeah.
There's one tree right there behind the well house, and I'd like to take that out. I'd like to get rid of it. You know, it's way too big to be involved in a well house situation, so.
Well, on the other, yeah, on the other road, what about the where the right of way comes on it? Does it infringe on any?
As far as
Valley Park.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, let me see if I can.
Right in here.
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean.
Well, it's showing where your property is, but Valley Park there's an area in there between it. I was concerned.
Is it on the state?
You guys, show me which area we're talking about.
Buildings. Well, I'm just wondering on the right of way on Valley Park Road, what's the width of it?
Well, I honestly can't tell you. I mean, I don't.
I mean, it's 60 foot, maybe possibly a hair more out there on one or on 76, because right. That's what the state had through there.
Right. Well, and that's
this is a county road. It should be 50 on the county road.
Now, see, that's another thing, too. The state says that this building, when it was born, it's grandfathered in a different. You know, the gentleman,
well,
Steve,
I understand,
Sheldon,
yeah.
Is even talking about a different right-of-way measurement. I mean,
yeah.
So it's, we just want someone to clarify.
Go back to that other picture, Bob, please.
Which
the
one?
Right-of-way of Valley Park would be whatever the plat dictates whenever that was platted, that subdivision. It'll show on the plat. And more than likely it'd be 30-foot right-of-way on Valley Park.
In 1919, you think they had one?
That's when it was platted, wasn't it?
Yes.
I think
yeah.
So. In 19.
A lot of the roads were platted back then, or not up to the 50-foot.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, East 76 was farther to the north, and then they moved it back, moved it up against, you know, that the garage we're talking about. So it's definitely a
unique. I remember when it done that.
That's just what I've been told. Yeah. That's what gentlemen over here told me.
Yeah, when it's letting it turn.
I guess what I was thinking about before I threw my dog in this fight, I want to know what kind of a fight it is. You know, because what I have considered is if you know the decision this board makes, how it's going to play out on the whole deal. To me, be a lot nicer if it was all resolved ahead of time. Thank you.
I've got one more question.
How wide is that road? You know?
I'd have to look on the plat to see what the plat dictated, but more than likely it would be 20, 30 foot where if it was done way back early.
Right.
That was pretty much standard then.
I don't remember if that other survey shows or not. I don't remember where it is.
Actually, on some of those old roads, there wasn't anything. They said, "I'll just put a road down through there," and they did.
I think it shows 40 because I think
okay.
It's got a 20 and a 20.
Well, according to that one aerial, the right of way's building wasn't encroaching on Valley Park side. was on MoDOT, but